God's Word is Never Wasted by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:10-11. In a culture overloaded and overstimulated with so many forms of entertainment, it can be hard to turn off the noise and open our Bible. Sometimes I think I'll just check social media real quick, but before I know it, I've wasted 20 minutes. Then I'll read my Bible for 5 minutes and call it a day because now I'm running late. Anyone relate? I've since tried to make an effort to open my Bible app first thing in the morning on my phone and read the daily scripture before I do anything else, even checking the weather, to train my heart in this priority, to make and keep the first thing first. But we usually have those priorities backward, and I think it's because we're not consciously, consistently aware of the power that is the Word of God. If we truly believed God's Word moved mountains, cast out demons, satisfied our hunger like bread, and was the power of God unto salvation, really believed it, we would surely never read, do, or watch anything else. But we doubt. We get distracted by the cares of the world, the lust of our eyes and flesh, our own pride and desires and goals. We get caught up in the comparison game and keeping up with the Joneses on Instagram and making sure we're in the running for best yard award in the HOA. And then the Word of God seems dim and distant and like an unobtainable bar to live up to, so we avoid it. Even as believers, we have those seasons in life where we focus too hard on the Proverbs 31 woman or on Paul's courage and tenacity and think, well, that'll never be me. So we read the back of the cereal box instead. But the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews 4. It has the power to renew our minds, strengthen our hearts, and equip us for battle in our day. If we never read it, we are unrenewed, weak, and ill-equipped. Not to mention, we're then useless for witnessing and growing the kingdom. The book of Romans reminds us of the tangible importance of preaching the gospel. And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 10:15-17. The Word of God is the power unto salvation. How can we tell someone about Christ if we haven't read the Bible to know Him ourselves? How can we use the Scriptures to lead someone to the Lord if we aren't familiar with them? If you're avoiding the Word today out of shame or a sense of failure, take a deep breath. Remember, there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. Shove aside that legalistic guilt trip and ask the Holy Spirit to breathe a fresh desire in you for His Word. Ask Him to inspire you a deep love for the Bible. Ask Him to show Himself to you through His Word. When we overindulge in the endless scrolling of filtered photos and faux happiness, we're emptied in the worst possible way. Those actions always return void, leaving us wanting. But when we feast on the Word of God, we're satisfied. His word never returns void. It fills us to the brim in all the ways we long for. Challenge yourself today to spend more time in the Word than you do on social media. Trade the snack bar for the gourmet feast and be made whole.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Chris Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.